Well, the New Zealand Drug Foundation has advised regular consumers of alcohol or other drugs to consider taking a break, as the effects of alcohol and drug use on users and those around them are different while the nation stays at home in lockdown. People are advised to keep an eye out for withdrawal symptoms, ranging from difficulty sleeping to confusion and disorientation. And as we discussed yesterday, actually, it's a delicate balance between using the likes of alcohol to relax of an evening and overusing it as a stress reliever. Well, Associate Professor Andy Towers is from the School of Health Sciences at Massey University. Andy, welcome to the program.
Kia ora, Wallace and team.
Yeah, good to have you on, Andy. Look, you say that, to quote, the lockdown presents a seriously concerning situation for those with alcohol misuse and dependency issues. Can you explain that a bit for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a small number of Kiwis who are, what you say, diagnosed with dependence. So they need alcohol in their system to not feel awful. So
they may not realise it?
No, I think you'd realise it by this time. Sure. I mean, these are people that drink a lot to the point where their body really needs alcohol to keep going. They've really become dependent on alcohol, and without alcohol, they go into withdrawal. And withdrawal can be seriously concerning and quite damaging and even life-threatening for people drinking at this level.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of reasons for concern of this. First, with spirits no longer available and supermarkets specifically placing limits on the number of similar items people can currently buy, this places severe restrictions on the amount of alcohol available for those with this sort of dependency. Is it really that much of an issue for those who do have these big withdrawal symptoms?
It is. It is a significant issue. People that have dependence issues don't just like alcohol. They need alcohol, and without alcohol, their body goes into withdrawal. They can have serious issues with hallucinations and seizures and fits. So this is not just people who like a drink. This is people who've got to the point where their body now needs alcohol. And without alcohol, they need support and medication to get through something like withdrawal.
And to the second point, and this applies maybe to a wider set of us, this increased stress of the current lockdown is likely to result in an increased drive for alcohol. So, you know, we all relax, don't we? Many of us do relax with a glass of wine, or it just takes a bit of the edge off, you know, cracking a bottle open and just taking that, you know, you can step back from your worries just for a little bit of an evening. Do you see that being much of a long-term problem?
Yeah, look, I put my hand up. I drink as well. I'm not saying I don't drink at all. And you're right. Alcohol, it's a drug, and alcohol has this effect of making you relax. It sort of shuts down your frontal lobes for a little bit, and it relieves the tension. So the issue that we have in the current situation is it's really stressful. Like, this is a very stressful situation, unprecedented in New Zealand's history, and it's okay to have a drink. It is absolutely fine to have a drink in New Zealand. It's understandable if you feel like you might need a drink to cope. It's still a little concerning, though, because alcohol use is a coping mechanism. And so then you've got to start saying, well, why do I feel like I need a drink? And then for those people who feel so stressed that they can't stop drinking, that becomes an issue. And in the current situation, it's quite likely to occur for a number of people.
Right. And then you start finding that creeps up daily. So it's every evening.
Yes, absolutely. And the point at which you do feel like you're having a drink every day, or every time you have a drink, you're having a couple or three or four, even at lower levels, over a long time, this is not good for your health. So the two things are, one, it's not good for your health, and two, what does this mean about your psychological coping? If you're turning to alcohol or any other drug, then that's the point at which you've got to say, why do I not feel that I can cope with the stress without alcohol or without drugs?
All right. Very good to have you on. Associate Professor Andy Towers from the School of Health Sciences at Massey University. Verity, what's your take on that? It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because you do want to be able to have that if you do like alcohol or a drop to have access to it and a glass of wine, but you do want to be aware of that creep.
Yeah, and I completely sympathise with that creep, because there was definitely a point, I don't know, maybe a few months ago, when I realised I was like drinking on, you know, like probably like every night I'd have a glass of wine, and I was getting kind of worried about that because it made me more stressed over time. And even
Right.
during, yeah, like definitely. And even during lockdown, during the first week of lockdown, I was drinking every night and then I was getting worse and worse mentally. So this week onwards, I've just gone dry for
Have
lockdown
you?
because I'm dry. Woohoo. It's not very fun, but it's better for me psychologically to be able to
Interesting.
stay at the same level as opposed to, when you drink and then you get happy and then you get sad later and then the next day you're a bit woo. I would much rather maintain my level of being sober than have to go through that roller coaster when I'm going through all of the other stuff
Yeah,
that's happening to me as well.
bit of a false economy, isn't it, Stephen? Because it's interesting what you think, and thanks for your personal thoughts on that. Very interesting, isn't it, Stephen? Because it does make you feel good at the moment, but you got to, if you have a drink a night or a couple, you do have to, it's a cost at the end of that week, isn't it?
Yes, it can be. I suppose the things that were bad before are going to be worse in the current situation that we find ourselves in. And I guess that's the thing we have to bear in mind. Behaviors that we indulged in previously might react in a quite different way right now. I'm not really the person to be commenting on this because I certainly do enjoy a drink in the evening. We have tried to cut down, he said, and I can hear my family in my bubble guffawing here in the background. We have tried to cut down, but it's led to some very inventive discussions about do the rules really apply to beer as well as wine, and then do they apply to spirits as well as wine and beer, and which night? Anyway, but I think that moderation is always a good thing, and in this difficult time, we've got to be wary of those things that look. I think we've got to be able to relax. That's absolutely right, but we've got to keep an eye on what we're doing and try at least to vary the pattern in some way, shape, or form. By the way, you can get some very good alternatives now around, including from the supermarket. There are these aromatic sort of mixes that have the taste of gin but aren't gin, for example. Yeah, that's the one, Seedlip, yeah, which are really
Seedler.
good, I think.
Right.
Yeah, Seedlip,
Actually, you know what? I have
extremely good.
tried that before and it was fantastic. Have you tried that, Verity? So how are you going to cope, even if it gets worse, with being dry?
Well, the first step is to, like you said, find alcohol alternatives that don't taste like, licking a cat. I did find that I
That's right.
quite enjoyed Heineken Zero because that tastes almost like beer.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, so that's kind of where I transitioned to. Originally, I tried to transition off wine because I think a really important thing is working out which alcohol makes you the worst version of yourself. And wine definitely makes me the worst version of yourself. So now I'm on Heineken Zero, and occasionally, if things are getting really tough, I'm like, okay, you can have a vodka soda lime because I'm not so much of a dick on vodka soda lime. That's okay. But
Break out of
wine,
right. We'll break out of
yeah.
Clayton's. Do they still have Clayton's these days?
I don't know what that is. Is that.
Someone will know. Someone will
Oh, that's
know.
right. When Rod Stewart was singing, "Wake Up Maggie," that was the Clayton's time.
That's what you were ordering in
Maybe
bars when
it's a
you were
bit of an
done.
old, yeah. Text us if you know the Claytons.